You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. So I thought you guys would find an update on the vacation home in Del Mar interesting. I know that a few of you have followed along, or some of you have followed along on this whole journey. I'm not going to give you the whole background because you can go back and listen to episodes regarding the process of us being down in Del Mar. I recorded several episodes on that a couple of weeks ago. But what I really want to talk about today is the manifestation process of this house and truly how it feels like it landed in our lap. I am not kidding you. So, you know, there was this very strong pull to be spending more time down in northern San Diego, and I was pushing for Kenny, for our family, to move down there. It felt like pushing because Kenny was not ready, which did not feel feminine and does not feel good. And him and I were having some really challenging conversations and at odds. And finally, I had to really surrender and go, you know what? This is not in the cards right now for us to move. I don't know when it's going to happen, if it's ever going to happen. I don't know, but I know that it's not now. What was interesting is that when we were down in Del Mar and we were looking at real estate, we never once looked at a potential vacation home. We were really looking and researching and trying to understand the real estate market for what if, you know, we were to sell our house and what could we buy down there and what could we get for our money, et cetera, et cetera. And furthermore, the houses where we ideally would like to be just felt way out of our comfort zone, way out of our financial position to buy a second home. It wasn't in the cards. And I even talked to Kenny about it a couple months ago. Like, is that something that we would ever consider or figure out how to do, or maybe sell one of our other investment properties and put money into that? And he was just not on board at all. Like, we are actually in a really, really awesome place these days financially and like with savings. And, you know, we were very, very, very stretched building this home that we live in now. And so it's taken a couple of years to get back into a place of where we're very, very comfortable. And he's very clear that he does not want to be stretched, in any way, shape, or form. So it was like, okay, not going to happen. I respect that. And I support him in those decisions, and we make those decisions together. So all that to be said, we came home and I really surrendered and let go of the idea of moving. And sure enough, not 24 hours later, I had been watching Zillow. I'd been just educating myself on the market down there, and this property popped up and I thought, wow, that looks like a really good deal for what it is and the location that it's in. And I called the agent the next day, and sure enough, they said we're being bombarded and we've got tons of offers tons of interest, not offers, and we're gonna be taking offers for about 3 days. So I drove down there. Some of you guys followed that journey down on Insta story and down on Instagram. And so I drove down there very quickly, took a look at the property. And, you know, we put the offer in. Now, there was 15 offers on this property. And I want to tell you a few of the strategic things that we did, but also energetically what I did in order to have ours accepted. So from a strategic standpoint, I've been in real estate for, you know, well over a decade. My husband's, that's what he does for a living. So we know kind of the lay of the land. But we had the agent represent us, so we didn't take a commission on the property, which means that the agent was much more motivated to get the deal done. We also did as short of contingency periods as possible. So instead of having the typical 14 or 17 days to do the due diligence, we did it in, I think, 7 days, which was attractive. The other thing is that we asked the agent, what does the seller need? What do they care about? And they were a little worried about being able to get out in time. They've lived there for 40 years. They're moving across the country. They really wanted to close because they needed the money, but they wanted to be able to stay in the house. So part of the agreement was that we said, you know what, it's fine. If they want to stay for, I think it was 14 days after the close of escrow, no cost, that's totally fine. We knew that we'd probably be working on permits and with a contractor, and it wasn't a big deal, right? To give them those extra 2 weeks. So that was attractive. And then the last thing that we did is that we said that we would release the money after the contingencies were removed. So what this means is when you buy a property, you put deposit down, typically 3%, when you purchase the property. And normally when you go non-contingent, the money stays in escrow. Theoretically, if for whatever reason we didn't close, the sellers would get that money, but it becomes a lawsuit and it becomes this whole like issue for them to actually get that money. Even though contractually it says that, it's a lot of work. And so what we said on the seller's behalf. So what we said as the buyers is we said, you know what, just take the, you know, once we remove contingencies after 7 days, we release the deposit and you can have that money and run. So for whatever reason, if we don't close, they at least had that money in their bank account. So all of those things were very attractive. We were not the highest price, but we were very clear with the agents that we would close, that we were strong buyers, and that we could get this deal done. Energetically, when there was the back and forth between the offers, for any of you that have purchased a home, you may have experienced that there's all this back and forth. There's a lot of stress. Like, are you going to get it? Do you need to go up? I just kept really holding. Not holding for we have to have this house. Holding for this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. If this house is meant for us, if this is the next step to get us down to San Diego, if this is, a good investment to do with my parents. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that along this process where we ended up buying it with my parents 50-50, which made the financial piece doable. It was a stretch for us otherwise and probably wouldn't have happened. And yet my parents, they really want an out. They live in Palm Springs area. So, and they said, hey, you know what? We'd actually want to buy this with you guys and have this be a vacation house for us as well. So truthfully, it just 2 months ago, something that wasn't even an option. A month ago, something that while we were down there, thinking about moving down there, didn't feel like an option financially, strategically, emotionally. It just wasn't, it wasn't part of the conversation. The minute I surrendered the way that I thought it was going to happen, the way that I think it should happen, the way I just said, all right, who knows? I don't know. I'm just going to focus my attention here. I'm going to focus my attention on my business and being in LA and taking care of the kids and just, doing some things around this house. It literally came in 24 hours later. And then just to take it a little bit further on the journey, it's like we're getting so many things and then we'll see what happens with this next piece. So there's a lot of renovations that need to be done. We got the bid back from the contractor and it's almost double what we thought it was going to be, which typically happens in any time you're remodeling or redoing a home. We also had further inspections done and there's some mold in the house. So mold remediation has to be done. So there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of stuff to consider. And it was starting to feel a little stressful. And I could tell that that Kenny and maybe even my dad felt like I was going to put some pressure on and go, we have to remodel the house. I can't live in the house like this. It's so old. It's, you know, from the 1970s. Like, it has not been touched. Like, it is old. And I was just like, absolutely not. Like, I'm just genuinely just like so grateful that this is all working out and this is all in flow. And why not put some paint on it? Let's get rid of the carpet. The carpet was like pretty scummy. And this is actually my parents were like, we're not going to use this carpet. So we're going to put some really cheap like vinyl hardwood floors down. They'll look beautiful. We're going to furnish the home to the degree that feels appropriate for a vacation house. We're going to take care of a couple of the things that need to be done now. The mold, there's some like warping in the outdoor patio that I just don't think will be safe for the kids to be out on the outdoor wood patio. You know, maybe like just a couple of other very small things that need to be fixed now. And then we'll assess. We'll assess in 6 months to a year where we're at, financially, what the bank account looks like, what the real estate market's like, right? So many things are changing so fast. And so for now, we're going to use it as it is and get ourselves down to Del Mar. And I just feel really like I'm so grateful. I'm so in awe of how quickly things can shift and turn around when we follow what intuitively feels good and right without knowing the end result. I can't stress that more clearly. It didn't make sense to me why I was feeling this pull down there so strongly. And Kenny was just putting on the brakes. We were getting into some arguments while we were down there. And it was like, there is just so much conflict here and like so much resistance. And why am I feeling this so strongly if it's not the right timing for our family to go down? And if it's not financially like the right move, and if it's going to stress Kenny out to feel like he needs to work in LA and be down there. It just didn't make sense to me, but I couldn't negate this very, very strong feeling that was just truth. It was truth. And so I offer that story for you to know that if you are feeling this deep inner pull and you just can't quite make sense of it on the mental, emotional level, right? It's like, just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense logically. Doesn't make sense physically. Doesn't make sense mentally. But there's something in my heart. There's something that's just spiritually aligned, or I'm just feeling the emotions of this and I'm just going to go with it. We just don't know. And most of the time, maybe even every time, for it to manifest in your life, you've got to be willing to just take your hands off the wheel, let go of control, and trust that spirit has your back. So we are going deep into this conversation of how this works and what this looks like and what to do and the steps to take and really following a step-by-step blueprint. I kind of laugh when I say that because while it is a step-by-step process to manifest things in your life, clients, homes, you know, wealth, health, partnerships, etc., it's also so incredibly intuitive. So we're going deep on this 5-day challenge, this manifestation challenge. We are starting a week from Monday. So get yourself signed up and I look forward to seeing you there. Have the most beautiful weekend, my friends, and I'm sending you lots of love. Bye-bye.